From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello everyone, you're welcome again to our program. With everyone thinking, at least to some measure, of the birth of Christ, I have set aside our usual topics to concentrate upon what the Bible has to say about the Saviour's advent. Tonight we will be thinking of the angel song. This morning we read Luke chapter 2, the verses 8 to 20, and I'd like to read that passage again. After I read it, I will play the hymn, One Day, sung for us by Jack Holcomb. But let's have our reading first. Luke chapter 2, the verses 8 to 20. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came in haste, and found Mary, and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told them. May God bless His word to our hearts. Now here's Jack Holcomb.
One day when heaven was filled with His praises, one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men, my example is He. With His glory shall shine. Wonderful day, my beloved one bringing, hope for the hopeless, this Jesus is mine. For living He loved me, dying He saved me. and veiled it. He carried my sin far away. Rising, he justified.
Subject is the angel's song. The words of their song are found in the verse 14 of that chapter 2 of Luke that we read. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Here in our text is the theology and the hymnology of angels. Their celebrating of the birth of Christ stands in solemn contrast to the wicked and vexing excesses witnessed all around us at this time of the year. Would that we followed the practice of angels as we marked the birth of Christ. We shall speak of his birth in order to strengthen our minds in what the Bible has to say on this subject. First of all, in the angel's song, we see that the chief purpose of Christ's coming was the glory of God, and so the angels mentioned it first. In the Saviour's birth, the glory of God's love was seen. Love for sinners moved God to give his Son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. Christ coming into this world was a manifestation of true love. Secondly, the glory of God's wisdom was seen in the birth of Christ. How to acquit the sinner and yet punish his sin was the difficulty facing God. His answer was to send his Son, for he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. God's wisdom is seen in his sending of his Son to save sinners. The glory of God's justice was also seen. It is essential that we learn something of God's justice. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. The book of Nahum, chapter 1, verse 3. When God's Son stood in the place of his sinful people, the Father did not acquit him, but punished him in accordance with justice. He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Romans chapter 8, verse 32. The glory of God's justice was seen in Christ coming into this world to save sinners. The glory of God's holiness was seen. Thou art of purer eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity. Habakkuk, chapter 1, verse 13. Atonement has to be made before sinners can be reconciled to God. Now we may freely stand before God uncondemned through the blood of Christ, the sinless sacrifice. Secondly, the chief effect of Christ's coming was peace, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace. This peace is threefold. First of all, Christ brought peace with God. and having made peace through the blood of his cross, Colossians 1:20, the wrath of God is taken away by the blood of Jesus Christ, the peacemaker. There's peace with God for the one who's washed in the blood of the Lamb. Secondly, the effect of Christ's coming is peace within the one who accepts Christ. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. Galatians 5:22. We possess the peace of God within us when we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior, and we can rejoice that it is well with us. Thirdly, Christ's coming brought peace between men. We need to be very careful now in our understanding of this, but there's nothing promotes peace like the gospel of Jesus. And wherever it is believed, then you see peace breaking out. Paul wrote, "As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them that are of the household of faith." Galatians 6:10. Finally, the chief motive behind Christ's coming was God's goodwill. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. God desired man's good, so he sent his Son to accomplish it. Here is the only source of good for men. That is why it's called the Good Tidings, verse 10. Here is the only real good that men may enjoy. Until you have been blessed through the gospel, you have never had real good done to you. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. The news of the gospel must be obeyed for the good of it to be enjoyed. The shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." Verse 15. The last we see or hear of the shepherds is them singing the angel song. Verse 20. Those who obey the gospel, men and women, will sing on earth, but much more gloriously will sing throughout eternity in heaven itself. Will you obey the gospel today and begin to sing the angel song? May God bless you. Join us again next week at the usual times. Good night.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.